Good morning. It's 7:09, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
What's happening,
man? It's the B team.
Yeah, like the D team. The F minus team. Here you go. I was a C student. I think that's fair. We're the
that's
C.
That's average, right?
Yeah. C
well,
was
I got
average.
Upset with C's. I'm like, hey, C's are average. It means you're just normal.
Is it terrible that my parents were super happy when I got like C's? Does that mean like they set the bar low for me at this point?
Maybe. I mean, look where you ended up, though. I mean, maybe.
That's not a good example. That's not a good thing. Look at you. You turned out as a radio DJ. Oh.
Okay. All right, maybe get some B's out there. Maybe B pluses, B's.
It's not my fault. I was distracted, all right? I had a lot of hormones running through me. Testosterone just through the roof. Cheerleaders were more important than putting letters in my math. Come on now.
You know? I'll say, yeah, like a C+.
C plus. I'd get a, do all right in gym class. I usually get an A in gym class and shop class. I did okay. But honestly, math was the only thing I really didn't do well in. Math is what killed me.
What was it? What's like a 3.0? What was that?
That's B's. That's B's.
Like B's?
Yeah. A 3.0 is B's. 4.0 is A's. 3.5 is like A's and B's halfway there. Half A's, half B's. 2.0, I believe, is C. So I was like a 2.5, I think, is what. I think I graduated high school with a 2.5.
It was math.
Math killed me, man. Every time. When they started putting letters into math, I was like, nope, I don't understand this. This is ridiculous.
I don't know how to figure out that letter. So then they'd start making you show your work.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I got to show my work, huh?
It was one of those things where I realized that at no point in my adult life was I ever going to use letters. And I know, I realize there's engineers out there. There's people that do smart people things. They got to find the value of X. I get it. But for me, I don't have to do that. And I learned that very early on. So I just kind of moved on from it.
You think beyond counting on my fingers, you know?
I can do the basic stuff. All right, I take my shoes off. I get to 20, no problem. Okay, so just don't dog. And guess what? Not on a single one of my digits is there a letter that I need to throw in there. Okay, not one.
Nine times nine.
Oh wait, I know that. That one is 81.
Nailed it.
I had to look at my fingers, and then I'm like, wait, 5, 6, 7, 8. 81. 81. That is by the way the greatest adding tool. A math hack ever is the multiples of 9 on the fingers. Whoever thought of that is an effing genius. Like
8 times 7.
8 times 7. That one I can't do right away. Come on. Well, I can. Oh, it's no, I'm.
56.
It's too much. Is that? How do you know that one so quick? Is that
one? Our teachers used to give us like those. You know, you have to solve 100 problems in like you know so many minutes.
No.
I don't even do the math. I just memorized it.
I'm almost better with bigger numbers because I can break it down. But like when I got to do those little ones, that's where I'm like, okay, wait. 8, 8, 16, 8, 8, 16. That's how my brain works. Someone posted that. Was it you that posted the other day or someone posted something like, it was like a math, like how do you figure out this math problem? And it like everyone had a different way of getting to the answer. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember you saying something like that. Yeah, I did read that.
Well, it was like add 27 plus 54. How do you do that in your head? And for me,
that's what it was. Right.
And how I do it is I do 20 and 50 and then and 7 and 4. That's how I do the math in my head.
Yeah, I always break it to like an even number or like, you know, round up.
Yeah, something easy to do, you know. So,
you know, it's wild. My I know I've told you this before, but I have an uncle who literally, dude, there's something in his brain. I don't know what it is, but you can give him any 2 4-digit numbers. Any 2 4-digit numbers, and he will give you the answer. Hey, if you multiply that's 2 4-digit numbers, boom. Dude, I'm telling you,
like
we
Rain
sat
Man.
There for an hour just thinking of numbers. Like, come on, there's no way he can do this. And he does like cross multiplication in his head or something he was explaining, but it is absolutely effing amazing.
Yeah, yeah. No, the fact that you and I have spent 2 minutes talking about math just goes to show
right.
Exactly. Like, folks, don't ever come to Brock and Hunter for math tutoring. Okay,
can we Can we talk about dumb stuff again? Because I'm serious. My brain's starting to hurt.
No, let's talk about the pie theorem. I don't know. I can't even think of something smart to say in to make fun of it.
Like the,
I
can pap smear.
The pap smear math test. What?
Yeah, with the rotary.
What are you effing idiots talking about? All right. Well, I tell you what. Here's what we got. We got your morning dump. That I know we can do.
There we go. The morning dump.
Back to normal.
With Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
They're morons. As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah. Well, don't worry, Hunter. If you've gained a little weight during your quarantine, you shouldn't feel bad because even celebrities are gaining weight. Gwyneth Paltrow put on 14 pounds. She says during lockdown, she ate a lot of pasta and drank whiskey every night. It was quinoa whiskey, of course, because, you know, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. She admits that drinking did lead to cigarette cravings. So celebrities, they're just like us. Oh, you know
Gwyneth,
what celebrities?
Oh, no.
Celebrities,
Gwyneth.
Shut the F up. Quarantine has not been the same for you at all.
You're right. Who cares? Dude, your opinion doesn't matter in this situation.
These celebrities in their mansions with their indoor pools and their butlers. And
yeah, I'm glad you blew up. I'm glad. I hope you keep gaining weight. You know who also gained weight? Will Smith.
Yeah.
He just put up a picture, dude. He ballooned up a little bit.
Yeah, with his dad bod, and he's still. And here's the best part is that he'll be able to get back into amazing shape because he can afford a private
like
chef and a trainer. You know, these celebrities, these effing celebrities out there now on social media tried. Cardi B, like, got a bunch of crap thrown her way because she was sitting there complaining about how she should be out eating sushi at fancy restaurants and not eating cereal at home.
Oh, God.
Boo!
Oh, God.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
You know what? You know what? When things go down, if you've been catered to your whole life, you don't really know what to do in those situations.
Don't get me wrong.
These celebrities.
It's funny to watch them lose their mind over the most menial things that we have to deal with on a daily basis. There's people out there who are struggling every month to pay their mortgage to put food on their table. And then you got Cardi B and Gwyneth Paltrow and George Clooney coming out there being like, boy, you know, this has been tough on us all. Like, I actually had to ground my private jet for an entire week. I wasn't able to go anywhere. Oh, my God. Yep. Shut up. Pull your heads out of your asses and just shut up. For God's sakes. Or put them back in there and leave them in there. For God's sakes. All right. Big old fatty Gwyneth Paltrow. Lastly, we've all had that moment where we've woken up to a strange noise in our house. And how do you respond? Do you jump up and become a hero, or do you just wait for it to go away? A new survey asked people what they do after they hear a strange noise in the night. And here are the top five answers. Number one, they wait to do anything unless they hear another noise. Number two,
you freeze up.
Number two, they get out of the bed to investigate. I call BS on that. Number three, they wait to see if the dog barks. Number four, make the significant other get out of bed. And number five, check the security systems. Hunter, what do you hear when something goes bump in the night? What do you do?
So typically I sleep naked, so I just get up and I start doing the helicopter. Nobody's going to stick around if you're getting fanned off, that's for sure.
There's some demon standing at your door, and he's like, I didn't sign up for this. I'm out of here, man. Sorry.
What is going on?
I'm sorry. I won't be haunting you anymore.
Yeah, he's not sticking around.
Just put that away. I apologize. You're fine. That is a good tactic. That is. I'll be honest. I get the raw end of the deal, okay? Because Kiki, and I will bring up to you what happened to us when we went to Montana, all right? We were camping in Montana, which if you've ever done at the Yellowstone National Park, there's warnings everywhere. There's bears, all right? There's grizzly bears that will literally rip you limb from limb. So we did some backpack camping. All right. We roughed it. We had very little supplies. We just had a tent. Wasn't anything fancy, right? So I'm not going to lie. When you're in a tent and there's a possible grizzly bear outside, you feel pretty helpless. But this one night we were camping and we talked to this lady who we were right on the edge of her land. She's like, hey, and she kind of gave us some warnings like, you know, just be careful. There is the fire warnings, you know, the hazards that were going on because there was wildfires everywhere and you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. Long story short, at the end of the conversation, she said, oh, by the way, just know that there has been a grizzly bear sighting in this area. And we're like, oh thanks, really? Lady. So in the middle of the night, Kiki hears something like rooting around, okay, by our campsite. So she goes, Brock, 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 there's something outside the tent. And in my mind, I'm like, what the hell do you want me to do? If it is a grizzly bear, you want me to go out there like, hey.
Choke it out? Is that what you want me to do?
Like, look, let's just accept our fate. Let's just lay here and just see what happens because I'm not going out there to fight a grizzly bear, Kiki. We're just going to let the chips fall where they may. If he goes away, he goes away. If he turns us into a tent burrito, that's where we're at. All right, honey?
I was going to say, you know how you put a sandwich in a sandwich bag? That's basically what you are.
Exactly.
In a tent to a bear.
Exactly. We were just human jerky wrapped up. Brock, there's something outside. Well, good. Leave it out there. I'm not going out
there.
Shut
up. Don't quit making noises.
At least I'll die in my sleep when he breaks my neck. Ah. So, yeah.
Don't move because I ain't doing nothing about it. It's a bear.
It's a bear, man. You know what? That's how I treat every noise in my house. It's a bear. Just leave it be. Just leave it be. It'll go away.
Freeze
It'll
up.
Go away. All right. So we got out of touch celebs and we got grizzly bears outside of your tent. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.